Lord God, let your name be magnified, Jesus Christ. Let your name be glorified, that you are working as your Father is working right now, Lord. Lord, you never shut down, God. You just continue to love and work and have your way and change people and answer prayers. And Jesus, we just praise you, Lord. Your word says that you are advocating for us right now in heaven. You are such a great God to us, Jesus Christ, and we lift you up and we just think good thoughts towards you, Lord. But Lord, they don't even match the thoughts you think towards us. Your word says that we were to recount the thoughts you think towards us. We couldn't. They're without number. There's so many thoughts you think towards us, Jesus. You are just loving and caring God. Your word says that you have our tears in a bottle. That every time we cry, they're written about in a book, Lord. That's how intimate you are with us. And we just worship you, Lord Jesus. And we lift everything up to you. We lift our life to you. We lift everything. We can talk to you at any time. No matter what we're going through, no matter what we're feeling or not feeling, what we've done or what we haven't done. But by your blood we're justified, not by our feelings or our deeds or our thoughts. And we praise you in your name. Amen. Well, welcome to Knowing Jesus. This is Michael Ryan. Again, I always say in the beginning, if you want to subscribe to these podcasts, you can just click the iTunes link in the upper right-hand corner. Or you can directly from your iTunes, for your iDevice, go to iTunes and click on the search and put Michael Ryan's Booze, B-O-O-S, Michael Ryan's, R-Y-A-N, apostrophe S. The Lord is good. He really is. I love him so much. You know, it's on my heart, this whole government shutdown or partial shutdown thing going on. And, you know, I'm not someone who thinks that we should sit down and start talking about, you know, politics or anything like that. I believe we ought to just be praying for people. Politics doesn't matter what your position is politically. You know, we're citizens of heaven. Amen. We belong to Jesus. And Jesus says that we should pray. We should be praying for others. And, you know, I ask you to pray for people who are making decisions that they would be just filled with God's wisdom. And that they would do what's right according to God. And honestly, I don't even know what that is, but just by faith, we just pray. But you know, this whole shutdown thing just encourages me to think, you know, just to worship God. You know, he never shuts down on us. He never does. He's such a good God. He's always available, always about doing his business. And it just makes me appreciate the kind of work he did in his ministry here when he walked the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ would just, even on days that he should be resting, so he can glorify God, he was still glorifying God through helping people. And I want to read an account here in John chapter 5 about our Lord just working. And this is a type of what he does for you right now. He's working for you. He's always ready to heal you, always ready to deliver you. Amen. Always ready to just accept your worship and praise and fill you up as you praise him. Amen. So let's go to John chapter 5, verse 1. After these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porticos. And these lay a multitude of those who were sick, blind, lame, and withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. For an angel of the Lord went down at certain seasons into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first, after the stirring up of the water, stepped in was made well from whatever disease with which he or she was afflicted. A man was there who had been ill for 38 years, a long time. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition. Is anyone like that? Any of you are in a condition that you've been for a long time? Maybe not 38 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years, maybe 5 months, maybe several weeks. Maybe it is 38 years, but just listen to our Lord. You know, this is his heart. When Jesus saw him lying there, and that's how we are in our own condition. We're just lying there helpless in our own condition, just going through life, accepting maybe or not accepting what it is that we struggle with or what's holding us down. But when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition, here's what our Master, our Lord Jesus Christ, said to him. Do you wish to get well? Amen. That's what the Lord wants to, he really wants to ask you that question. Do you want to get well? Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Listen to this guy. The sick man answered him, Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. I mean, he didn't even really answer Jesus' question. It's almost like he's trying to say to Jesus, well, of course I want to get well, but the way that I'd like to do it isn't working out for me. So I'm just here, you know? And friends, is that you? Is that you? You want to get well and you're lying in your condition because the way that you want to get well is not working out for you. Whatever path you're using or choosing to make yourself better is simply not effective. And it's just causing you to remain in the state that you are. Just turn to Jesus Christ. Turn to him because he wants to help you his way. Fix your eyes on Jesus Christ and him alone. He wants to heal you his way. And he never stops working. Amen. He never stops working. Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your pallet, and walk. Immediately the man became well, picked up his pallet, and began to walk. Now it was a Sabbath on that day. Couple of things, friends. Jesus healing people is a type of what he's trying to do with people in their souls. You see, our greatest problem is not our physical sicknesses. It's not our physical issues. And many times our physical issues come from the deeper problem. What's our deeper problem? The sin nature of our souls. The neediness of our souls. The emptiness in our souls, that's your main problem. You can get all the physical riches in the world. You can get all the blessings that you think you want in the world, but if your soul is not right, they won't matter a bit. They won't matter a bit. You know, in the Old Testament, and I can't remember where it is actually right now. I'm going to have to look up into that, but, you know, there was a believer who was saying, you know, why would I want to go serve a God who can't deliver their own people? You know, he's talking about the idols that these people serve and they try to convince him to serve. And it's like, why would you want to serve a God that other people can't deliver? Think about people who have everything that they want. Think about people who serve that God of just wealth, fame, popularity, success. Are they happy? How many broken marriages do you see? Divorce rate, it's just incredible, you know, just suicide, depression, drug use. I mean, if having everything that you want is really the key to happiness, then millionaires and celebrities and all these people will be the happiest people ever. It's not. You know, it's not. You know, physical, you know, having things physically done for you or having things physically well for you is not peace. It looks like peace when you don't have it, but it isn't. You know, look, having the body that you want, having the intellect that you want, having the job that you want, having the relationship that you want, having the money and the opportunities that you want, they don't matter if your soul isn't right. The real healing is your soul. And Jesus Christ, his ministry is going around healing people, but ultimately, it's their soul. It's their soul that he wants. And he's trying to show you the way he heals liberally and freely people's physical illnesses when he was on his ministry here on earth, it's the same way he will do that with our souls. He will heal us freely. He's always working, always available, never shuts down. Our Lord Jesus Christ is always available for you and I. So the Jews were saying to the man who was cured, it is the Sabbath and it is not permissible for you to carry your pallet. You know, when your heart is, look at how hardened their heart is. That a man who's been sick for 38 years,
right by their temple that they've seen, I'm sure, probably some of them since they were kids. They see him walking. What's the first thing they want to notice? Oh, it's not on the Sabbath. And you know what? Lest we start thinking that we can't do that, please, that is something that you and I can do. We can all fall into that category where we become so critical that we miss the glory of Jesus Christ. We miss the glory of God. I'm critical of what's going on in office. I'm critical about politics. I'm critical about what's going on at my job. But we miss the glory of Jesus Christ. We miss the opportunity to glorify Jesus Christ. We miss those things. Don't have a hardened heart. Don't be critical. Always look to the Lord Jesus. And if you're critical, just go repent and he'll fix it. That's it. Just go repent. You're not perfect. You know, if you have a hardened heart or you had one, just go to the Lord. That's how good he is. He's good. He really is good. They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, pick up your pallet and walk?" Or rather, before we get to that verse 11, "But the man answered to these Jews, he who made me well was the one who said to me, pick up your pallet and walk." They asked him, "Who was the man who said to you, pick up your pallet and walk?" But the man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away while there was a crowd in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "Behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore so that nothing worse happens to you." I love this account because Jesus, he slipped away, and then it says that Jesus found him in a temple. Jesus went looking for this man that he healed. Jesus went looking for somebody. And, you know, I believe this isn't the first time Jesus goes looking for somebody. I think he was looking for the woman at the well in Samaria. I think he purposely took the route that he took. When they could have taken another course, they took that route so he can meet that woman in the mount. I just think he does that. He looks for us. He looks for us. He wants you to know that he loves you. He wants you to see that he is your all in all. He wants your worship and your praise. Because that's what you were designed to do. That's when you're living. That's when the peace of God is surrounding you. That's when the power of God is around you. That's when the strength of God, that's when the joy of the Lord is there. When you're worshiping Jesus Christ, the Lord and God. He was before all things, creator of all things, visible and invisible. He has first place, and in all things him consists. When you're worshiping the Lord, that's when you're alive. That's when your life is abundant. That's when the spirit in you is being stirred, when you're worshiping him. And he wants you to worship him with the right heart and the right spirit. And your soul must be right. And he will fix that. So he comes back and finds this man after he heals him physically. Now, this man could easily be healed physically, but inside he's not right. Inside he's not right yet, because here's the word Jesus has for him: "Behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore so that nothing worse happens to you." So our sin, the problems of our soul, that is the main problem. That is the main issue, and Jesus went back for that. And in this guy's case, his sin is the reason that he got physically sick. I'm not going to go and say everyone who's sick or has a problem is because of their sin. In this guy's particular situation, his sin had a direct correlation to his other physical problems. I bet you, if you were to worship the Lord, there's a host of things in your life that may happen right now as a result of your the condition of your soul. They may just be. But you know how to figure that out? Go worship the Lord. Go present yourself to the Lord. Give him praise. Worship him. Ask him to just heal you and clear you of sin, confess your sins, and just keep on to the Lord. And I bet you there are things in your life that you just start to see just come off. I don't know what they are, but he's good that way. He's just good that way, because it's about our souls. The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who made him well. For this reason, the Jews were persecuting Jesus because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. Amen. Jesus works. The Sabbath was for man. Right? The Sabbath was for man. Man was not for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was for man to rest and glorify God. And that's exactly what Jesus is doing. He's glorifying God. You see? His work is glorifying God. Amen. Amen. But he answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I myself am working." Amen. That is pretty much, that's the message. Your Lord Jesus Christ, you want to know, is working right now. He's working. He's working, working. Get in on the work. Get in on it. Get in on what's going on in heaven. What's going on with our Lord? What's going on with your Lord, Jesus? He's good. He's powerful. He's full of gifts. He's full of treasures. In him are all the treasures of wisdom. I mean, there's just nothing that there's nothing that you can't find in Jesus Christ that won't bless you. You will be blessed by the Lord Jesus if you just would get in to just abiding in him. He says, if you abide in me, I will bear the fruit. As a branch does not bear fruit without the root, so do you not bear fruit without me. That's what he says. A branch isn't supposed to concern itself about getting fruit. All the branch concerns itself is about staying next to the tree. Whether the branch gets fruit or not, it's like, okay, well, I guess the vine is producing now. Or I guess it's not. It's producing more or less. It's not. All it cares is, I want to know that I'm on the vine. That's all it cares about. And same with you. Just be linked in to Jesus Christ. Forget about your fruit. Forget about what's going on here and there. Forget about how you feel or what you're doing. Your only business should be, am I currently linked into the Lord Jesus Christ? Am I currently with Jesus right now? Because he is working. Am I letting him work in me right now? Am I praising and exalting and looking to him? Jesus says, come to me, all who are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. And friends, that's every human being. Every human being is in that condition with our sin nature. And Jesus says, learn of me. Take my yoke and learn of me, for I am gentle and I am humble. The only thing we have to do is allow God to work. The only yoke we have is to learn of him, to simply know him. He's got to just allow him to work and just learn of him. Amen. And that involves fixing your eyes on him. Reading the scriptures and seeing Jesus, worshiping and seeing Jesus. He reveals himself. He gives knowledge of himself through praise and fixing your eyes on him and praying to him. And he also gives knowledge of himself by reading his scriptures, getting involved in his word and seeing him through it. So I'd encourage you, just get in on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Allow him to work in you. Rest in him. Rest and let him do the work. Blessed is he who doesn't work. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures into eternal life, which the Son of Man, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, will freely give you. Amen. So, Lord, I praise you. I love you, God. We love you, God. Jesus Christ, you are the Alpha and Omega. You will heal us. You will restore us, Lord. You will fix our deepest problems. You will give us the peace we need to live this life victoriously. You will give us the joy we need to live this life victoriously, the strength we need, the confidence we need, Jesus, to get through the problems that we have, to deal with the circumstances we have, Jesus. It will all be from you. Amen. From you. Jesus, we lift you up and we praise you and we love you. In your name, amen. If anyone listening would just like to commit themselves to worshiping the Lord, commit themselves to allowing the Spirit to just be filled in you so that you can see him all day long, every day for the rest of your life, you know, I invite you to make that personal decision in your heart right now. That you will commit your way to the Lord, that you will seek his glory, his goodness, and worship Jesus Christ, that you will trust in the cross and praise the work of the cross that redeemed you and saved you. It doesn't matter whether you're a believer or whether you're an unbeliever, or you're backsliding or you're curious about God. Here's the revelation, here's the truth. Jesus Christ is your Lord. And he died for you, and he wants you to worship him every day and commit your life to him every day, to abide in him and fix your heart in him every day. So I invite you to do so. God bless you. God bless you. Bye-bye.